Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're talking about navigating elder care and dementia. There are so many aspects to elder care, which something like 40 million Americans are involved in. And today I want to talk about how you can make sure that you hear all those family stories and honor your loved ones' memories, even as you're helping them with something very difficult, like packing up their homes to move to a new living situation. So Patricia Bunin learned the importance of this when she was packing up her mother's things to move her to a retirement home. Patricia was in a hurry, trying to be efficient, rushing to finish the job. But her mom had stories to tell. Each item of clothing had a history and a purpose and an occasion it had been worn for. But Patricia says she was too busy sorting and packing to listen as her mother tried to take her on a trip down memory lane. Her mom knew they needed to give away a lot of her clothing, but she still wanted to talk about each item before it disappeared. And Patricia says, after the box was brimming with too many items to give away, I caught a glimpse of mom's face. Her expression said it all. All night long, my mind alternated between the vision of the overflowing box and the wistful expression on mom's face when she looked at it. The next morning, Patricia adopted a new approach. They started over. Her mother told her a story about each item. And then there was the drawer full of jewelry in little boxes marked with the name of the person who had given the jewelry to her and the occasion. And there were stories associated with all of those too. And then there was the nightstand drawer overflowing with papers. Patricia thought it would take hours to go through all the papers, but when she looked more closely, she saw that her mother had saved all of Patricia's newspaper columns, each one folded carefully and arranged in chronological order. Patricia concluded her story about packing up her mom by saying, "My mother's life was in these drawers, and I had almost walked away and missed it. So I am going back again tomorrow, the next day, and however many more days it takes, I am going to sit and listen and treat her stories as the treasures they are."
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Patricia learned to slow down and enjoy her mother's memories and stories. And Amy Mewbourne learned a similar lesson when she was helping her 87-year-old grandfather after his wife of 67 years passed away suddenly from a stroke. Amy was the only grandchild, and she was about to become an empty nester as both her sons were headed to college. It was the perfect time to move into her grandfather's house to help him through his mourning. And the move-in involved changing around the bedrooms and her grandfather switching bedrooms to get away from his constant memories of his wife. As the family moved furniture around, they noticed that her grandfather's favorite place to sit and read in the living room, his so-called newspaper sofa, had ripped down the side. It was coming apart at the seams. So did her grandfather want it repaired or recovered? Nope. He liked it the way it was because his wife had picked it out. Memories were more important than having furniture in good shape. Now, in that same room, the sheer curtains on the windows were in disrepair too. They were rotten with big holes in them, and that room had huge plates of glass and needed custom window treatments. So Amy thought she was helping when she secretly called a home improvement store and had the wall of windows measured for new vertical blinds. And then she had the new blinds installed when her grandfather was at his water aerobics class. Well, it turned out that didn't go over well at all because Amy's grandmother had stitched together those sheer curtains herself to cover those big windows. And now they were gone. Instead of being excited about his new window blinds, her grandfather got very quiet, and Amy understood what she had done wrong. First of all, she had taken away something that her grandmother had made, a part of the history of their marriage. And secondly, she had not asked for permission, and it was still her grandfather's home. Amy says, "The house still belonged to him and my grandmother. I was just a guest." She realized she hadn't respected that, and she had removed another piece of his late wife from his home, a memory of something that she had done for them, stitching together those sheer curtains. So I think that's a valuable message for all of us who are helping elderly family members. New is not necessarily better. Possessions, no matter how old, contain memories and stories, and they deserve to be honored as such. There are so many things we learn as we navigate elder care, so much good advice we wish we had known ahead of time. That's why we made our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Navigating Elder Care and Dementia, so that you can read all of this wisdom and advice from people who have already been there, done that. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. If you'd like to share your own story with our readers, click on Submit Your Story on our website. You'll see the numerous topics we're working on, our writing guidelines, and the form you fill in to submit your story for consideration. We're always working on half a dozen topics at least, and you might find one that fits a story that you've been meaning to tell. And come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories about the other end of the age spectrum, because we're reissuing one of our most popular books ever, Chicken Soup for the Preteen Soul, for its 21st anniversary. If you're looking for a gift for a preteen, you'll want to hear about this new collection of stories that will help all the 9 to 12-year-olds in your life.